Good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Herschel Wade, and I am delighted to join you for morning prayer on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Today is the feast day of Mark the Evangelist. The book of Acts mentions a Mark or John Mark, a kinsman of Barnabas. The house of his mother Mary was a meeting place for Christians in Jerusalem. When Paul and Barnabas, who had been in Antioch, came to Jerusalem, they brought Mark back to Antioch with them, and he accompanied them on their first missionary journey, but left prematurely and returned to Jerusalem. When Paul and Barnabas were about to set out on a second missionary journey, Barnabas proposed to take Mark, but Paul thought him unreliable, so eventually Barnabas made one journey taking Mark, and Paul another journey taking Silas. Mark is not mentioned again in Acts. However, it appears that he became more reliable, for Paul mentions him as a trusted assistant in Colossians and again in 2 Timothy. The Apostle Peter had a co-worker whom he referred to as my son Mark. Papias, an early 2nd century writer and describing the origins of the Gospels, tells us that Mark was the interpreter of Peter and that he wrote down but not in order stories that he had heard Peter tell in his preaching about the teachings and the life of Jesus. The Gospel of Mark, in describing the arrest of Jesus, speaks of a young man who followed the arresting party while wearing only a linen cloth wrapped around his body, whom the arresting party tried to seize, but who left the cloth in their hands and fled naked. It is speculated that this young man was the writer himself, since the detail is hardly worth mentioning if he were not. Tradition has it that after the death of Peter, Mark left Rome and went to preach in Alexandria, Egypt, where he was eventually martyred. Today's readings will be from Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 through 17, and the Gospel according to Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. If you would like to mark them at this time, we will be reading Psalms 114 and 115. Which begin on pages 756 and 757 of your prayer book. Now, please join me on page 80 in the Book of Common Prayer as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. Come, let us adore him. Hallelujah. We will say together the Jubilate on page 82 of our Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God, and he himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and call upon the name of the Lord. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Psalm 114. Hallelujah. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange speech, Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea beheld it and fled. Jordan turned and went back. The mountains skipped like a ram, and the little hills like young sheep. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you little hills like young sheep. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the hard rock into a pool of water and flint stone into a flowing spring. Psalm 115, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your love and because of your faithfulness. Why should the heathen say, where then is their God? Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills to do, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear. Noses, but cannot smell. They have hands, but cannot feel. Feet, but they cannot walk. They make no sound with their throats. Those who make them are like them, and so all are who put their trust in them. Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us, and he blesses us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great together. May the Lord increase you more and more, you and your children after you. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens of heavens is the Lord's, but he entrusted the earth to his people. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor all those who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets out of stone like the former ones, and I will write down on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout the mountains, and do not let flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain. So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and he rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hands two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with them there and proclaimed the name the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiven in iniquity and transgression of sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity upon the parents, upon the children, and the children's children, to the third and fourth generation. And Moses quickly bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped. He said, now, if I found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. He said, I hereby make a covenant. Before all your people, I will perform marvels, such as have not been performed in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you will live shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you today. See, I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Take care not to make covenants with the inhabitants of the land to which you are going, or it will become a snare among you. You shall tear down their altars, break their pillars, and cut down their sacred poles. For you shall worship no other god, because the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. You shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, for when they prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to their gods, someone among them will invite you, and you will eat the sacrifice, and you will take the wives from among their daughters for your sons, and their daughters who prostitute themselves to their gods, you will make your sons also prostitute themselves to their gods. You shall not make cast idols. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Canticle 11, the third song of Isaiah, found on page 87 of your Book of Common Prayer. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. For behold, darkness covers the land, deep gloom enshrouds the people. But over you the Lord will rise, his glory will appear upon you. The nations shall stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. The gates will always be open, by day or by night, they shall never be shut. They will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Violence will no more be heard in your land, ruin or destruction within your borders. You will call your walls salvation, and all your portals praise. The sun will no more be your light by day. By night you will not need the brightness of the moon. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. You have heard it that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gifts as an altar, if you remember your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you that you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's say that Canticle 19, the Song of the Redeemed, on page 94 of our Book of Common Prayer. O ruler of the universe, Lord God, great deeds are they that you have done, surpassing human understanding. Your ways are ways of righteousness and truth, O King of all ages. Who can fail to do you homage, O Lord, and sing the praises of your name? For you only are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, if now, and will be forever. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, in the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's do the suffrages B on page 98 of our Book of Common Prayer. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever and ever. Lord, keep us from all sin today. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. And you, O Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Lord God and Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. In all that we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, by the hand of Mark the Evangelist, you have given to your church the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank you for this witness and pray that we may firmly be grounded in its truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after and find you. Bring nations into your fold, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love in the hardwood of the cross, that everyone might come within reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge of the love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Here you may offer your authorized intercessions and thanksgivings. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forevermore. Amen.